With SRN News, I'm John Scott. National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orvik says while it's snowy across parts of the plains, it's relatively mild elsewhere across much of the country, and that's increasing the likelihood of rain in some areas.
Especially along the eastern seaboard, anywhere from the southeastern United States today, and then spreading up into the northeastern United States as we go on to Tuesday and Wednesday. We do expect the potential for some heavy rains.
But Orvik says the winter storm is expected to bring 6 to 12 inches of snow to parts of the country.
Big story for Christmas Day is the blizzard out across parts of the plains. Areas from northeastern Colorado, northwestern Kansas, across good portions of Nebraska and South Dakota are experiencing blizzard conditions with heavy snow and high wind.
Forecaster Bob Orvik. Israel and Hamas have given a cool public reception to an Egyptian proposal to win their bitter war, but the longstanding enemy stopped short of rejecting the plan altogether. The Egyptian plan calling for a phased hostage release and the formation of a Palestinian government of experts to administer the Gaza Strip and occupied West Bank. Also at SRNNews.com, Ira Cronin, spokesman for the Colorado Springs Police Department, says one person was killed at a mall shooting. He spoke to KRDO.
There were three individuals transported to local hospitals. Two were transported in serious conditions with gunshot wounds, and one was a female. Those were both male. There was a female who was transported with just minor injuries.
The fight reportedly broke out on Christmas Eve between two groups of people in the afternoon at the Citadel Mall. Police say they detained multiple people and the mall was cleared and closed, but it did reopen today. The investigation is continuing. This is SRN News. A group of pro-life pregnancy centers fights back. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The New Jersey Attorney General's office is demanding that First Choice Women's Resource Centers give up information about its donors and employees. First Choice has responded with a lawsuit filed by Alliance Defending Freedom. The suit says the request infringes on the center's rights and indicates, quote, a strong antipathy toward organizations that protect pregnant women and unborn children from the harms of abortion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
About 25% of Americans are non-religious, and Democrats would like to organize them into a voting bloc. But it's not going well. According to research from UMass Boston, a lot of people who shun faith also shun the ballot box. Those who describe themselves as followers of no particular religion are less likely to show up on election day than religious Americans. This is SRN News. Protesters make a bad situation worse at airports.
Airports across the country are packed with holiday travelers this weekend. FlightAware reports there have been over 1,900 flights delayed or canceled into or out of the United States. Making things even worse, video on social media showed pro-Hamas supporters blocking cars trying to get into O'Hare Airport. A series of coordinated protests called, quote, No Xmas as usual in a genocide, end quote, attempted to disrupt the Christian holiday by blocking popular shopping areas both in the United States and the UK. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Disruptions plaguing those flying with Southwest Airlines again this year after the 2022 debacle that stranded more than 2 million people. Southwest experiencing hiccups again over the weekend, canceling more than 400 flights and delaying nearly 2,700 flights. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.